I want to share just a couple of things on the back of what Sylvia was saying, because that is our heart for you, that you would know God. And God is to be known. He wants you to know Him. And He's calling you tonight. I don't know if you've ever found yourself far from where you were meant to be. And I've had an experience. I remember I was driving to the snow. And there are some people laughing because they know what this is about. I was driving to the snow. I was very confident about the directions, very confident about where we were going, but I was confidently wrong. And we ended up in Yass. And when you end up in a street that looks like this, on your way to the snow, you know you are far from where you're meant to be going. And that can be life. We can find ourselves in a place where we actually are far from where we thought we were meant to be, far from what our plans were, and honestly, far from God. And the truth is, this is why Christmas is such good news. It's because it means that we are no longer far from God, because God came to us. And Christmas means that God became man and He dwelt among us. 100% God, 100% man. He dwelt among us. And you know, listen to this. Did you know this? Jesus fulfilled over 300 messianic prophecies in full detail in His birth, life, death, and resurrection. And let me do some maths. Anyone like maths? Yeah, me either. Don't worry. Maths. It's a great subject. The odds of one person fulfilling just 8 of these prophecies is 1 in 100 with 15 zeros after it, which is 100, ready, quintillion chance. Jesus coming to earth, everybody, was a work of God. It is a miracle. It is not human ingenuity. It is not just some nice story. It is the work of God in the earth. Every faith speaks about how a man became divine in order to save people. But Christianity is the only faith where God became man to save humanity. You research it, you look into it. It's the only faith where the Creator came and put on flesh, walked as a human in the earth, dwelt among us. There's no other faith like it. Saint Augustine, this incredible man, Saint Augustine, he said this: man's maker was made man that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread of life might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light of the world sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that truth might be accused of false witness, that the teacher be beaten with whips, that the foundation of the earth be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, that the healer might be wounded, that life might die. And you know, listen to me, most people think Christianity is about how we get to God. So I have this ladder. And I would prefer to be more in the center of this stage. So Bryce, get up here. And Nathan. And yeah, fix it. Yeah. Get it in the middle. Can you see this ladder? Most people think that Christianity is about how do I get to God? What can I do to get my life right with God? You know, most faiths speak about live a good life, give it to God. Be a good person. I'm a good person. You're a good person. Most people think my job or what we are about around here is getting our way up to where God is. But I'm here to let you know. Can you still see me way up here? I'm here to let you know. Christianity is exactly the opposite. It is literally the exact opposite. It is not about how do you get to God. It's about how God came to you. It's about how God came from heaven to earth to dwell among us. So don't get it mixed. Don't get Christianity confused. We are here celebrating the fact that it's about what God has done. We aren't better than anybody. We just have God. And that makes us righteous, makes us holy, makes us a royal priesthood, makes us children of God. And we stand tall because we're children of God. And that's the difference. That's the difference. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he," what? "Gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Everybody, Christmas means Jesus came to give his life. He was born to die. He was born to lose so that you could win. This is the gospel. And he didn't send 5 keys to a godly life. He didn't send 7 steps how to unlock your inner champion. And this is not motivational talk here. He didn't send a brochure guiding you how to get to God. He sent himself. He came. Not a formula to peace, not a formula to joy, not a formula, but a person. Himself. God came. God came. And if God came, it means peace came. If God came, it means joy came. If God came, it means salvation came. If God came, it means forgiveness came. If God came, freedom came. If God came, deliverance came. If God came, eternal life came to earth. And I don't mean an imitation. I don't mean a Bali Rolex version. I don't mean something fake. I don't mean something trying to be peace. I mean the substance and the source of peace itself came to earth so you and I could know God. And this is what we want for you right now. Right now. Can I tell you something? Jess and I, my beautiful wife Jess, we've had a hard year. We had a lot of challenges. And I don't know if anyone else has had challenges. But personally, early in the year, we lost a baby. We had a miscarriage. Our house flooded. That's always fun. We had mold breakout in our home. Jess has really bad asthma, or her asthma responded to that. So we were in the hospital like 6 nights in a row. And I'm telling you that because, like, maybe you've had a challenging year. And, you know, like, maybe your challenges are way worse than my challenges. Like, it's not a competition, but maybe you've had some challenges, and I want you to understand that God with us is not about perfect circumstances. God with us is not about having everything in order. If it was about perfect circumstances, then that would contradict the very context Jesus came to earth in. He came during a census. Emperor Augustus did a census. Absolute chaos. Mary, a virgin, pregnant, controversial, as Billy was sharing. It was not perfect. It was a mess. There was no room in the inn. He was born in a manger out in a back paddock in the stable. Please don't think that God with us is reliant on perfect circumstances, or that you need to get, I gotta do some things first before God comes into my life. Can I tell you, I have not had perfect circumstances this year, but you know what we have had? God with us. And if God is for me, if God is with me, then it doesn't matter what's against me. Doesn't matter what you go through. And this is our prayer for you tonight, that you would not go through another Christmas without the reality of God with you. In Jesus' name.